Previously, on Joseph and his brothers.
Oh my God, bees!
Joseph had been running from Yeshekem to Dothan, not knowing the distance he had covered, fleeing from the bees. He got to a sheep market near Dothan and leaned on a sycamore tree to catch his breath.
Look at his coat. So beautiful. Must have cost your father a fortune, and it looks nice on you.
I must be going now. I need to catch up with my brothers.
I do not think that is a good idea. There's a strife at the boundary, and you look so weak. You can't resist them.
Brothers, can you imagine those men? They think they can stop us from coming here. Who do they think they are? Landlords of the field?
No, they should have stopped us. Placing large stones on our way and blocking our path was a huge waste of their strength. With us, there are no boundaries. We are the sons of Jacob.
I thought they should have been here by now. Maybe their next plan will be carrying us and our flocks on their head and throw us out of this field.
Dad, at last, I found you.
What has this dreamer come here to do? Has he come to tell us of his ridiculous dreams again?
How did he even find us here, Zebulon? See, I've always not been on the same spirit with this boy.
And father is not helping matters at all. Just look at the expensive coat he made for him.
If we do not get rid of him, he will bite us all to death with ridiculous dreams. I say let us kill him now.
We shall kill him and throw his body into the pit.
As much as that will get him out of our lives, what will we tell what had happened to him?
Let him die and go on dreaming. We shall know what will become of his dreams.
This is a story of Joseph and his brothers, episode 6, Inside the Well, by the Royal Theatre.
Reuben, why are you always stopping me from doing things at the right time?
I told you, that is not the way to go about things like this.
Okay.
Joseph has just arrived Dothan, where his brothers were taking care of the sheep. His father Jacob had sent him to observe what his brothers were doing and report back to him. Obviously, his brothers are not happy with him, and now they've made a plan to kill him.
Greetings, brothers. I have gone through many fields looking for you. You cannot begin to imagine what I have been through. First, I have been chased by bees. And oh, you cannot imagine how I have been racing like someone aiming for a trophy. I was coming down to meet you when I met these two maidens who thought they could lure me into sinning against Jehovah.
Come, my friend. What have you come to do here? Okay. Let us assume you were sent here by father. Your dreaming little head did not tell you that your brothers may be hungry and that you should carry some bread along?
The bread? I carried some bread for my brothers.
It's okay, Joseph. I will understand if you told us that you were sleeping and saw yourself carrying the bread in your dream. And then you woke up here in the field without it.
How did you even manage to get past those men at the entrance to the field? How?
Brother Naphtali, there were no men at the entrance to the field. Although large stones were placed to stop anyone from entering. But I managed to climb carefully, and here I am.
Little boy, I want to rule him out.
I must say, this is the bravest thing you've ever done since you were born. But if I were you, I would not climb stones with my most cherished and expensive coat. Look at it. It is now very filthy. What will Father say if he sees you like this?
Levi, are you wasting your energy on this boy? Is it that he could not get something else to wear beside this coat? And Joseph, my ruler, must you show off with pride wherever you go wearing this coat?
Ah, Brother Judah and Levi, I love this coat and my intention for wearing it is not for pride. It is to honor Father.
Honor Father indeed, dreamer.
Brothers, please allow the boy to be. Stop troubling him already and let him have his rest.
Zebulon taps Judah, giving him a sign to distract Joseph so they can execute their plan. But at Canaan, Benjamin laid in the tent. He came down with a fever. His nurse Purah has gotten some herbs that will help him get over the fever.
I do not understand this your sudden fever, but do not worry, you will be fine. I am here and will take good care of you. I have got some herbs prepared for you. I believe it will help with your fever.
I want to see Joseph. I want my brother here with me.
Joseph has gone to the field to meet your brothers. I will let him see you as soon as he returns. Right now, I need you to drink these herbs and be a strong boy for me. Will you?
No! I don't want these herbs. They're so bitter.
Benjamin, I need you to drink it now so that you can be well before Joseph returns. I believe you do not want Mother Leah to come here and force you herself.
No. Give it to me yourself. But after I see Joseph.
Don't be a stubborn boy. You must take this now. Open your mouth. Be a good boy like Joseph.
Purah forces Benjamin to open his mouth and take the herbs. Benjamin struggles with his mouth closed. Amidst their struggles, the herbs spills on the floor.
Oh no, you have spilled the herbs. What do I do now?
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I told you I don't want to drink it. I told you I don't want to drink the herbs.
Your father will be greatly displeased. I will have to make another one for you to drink, else your condition will worsen. Lie down and make sure you do not leave this tent.
Back in the field, Reuben and Gad had led some of the sheep to the east side of the field in Dothan for greener pastures. Judah distracted Joseph with talks and led him to walk with him. Some of the other brothers tagged along. Joseph walked through the field with his brothers, unknown to him about their plans.
Joseph, I understand your love for this coat. But next time, do not wear it to the field.
What if you were attacked and robbed of this coat? Come, we will show you where you get water to clean yourself.
They got to an empty well and stopped. The brothers looked at themselves.
Joseph, you can get water here. Meanwhile, let me have your coat. Let us think of how to clean it up.
I wonder why he's still putting on this coat. Oh, we must teach you that you will need to take it off before a bath.
Levi and Simeon stripped Joseph of his coat.
Take it easy, brothers. This coat is precious to me.
You did not know it was precious when you messed it up on your way down here.
Joseph leans forward and investigates the well.
But this well is empty.
You are still talking. Will you enter the well and fetch water to clean up yourself?
Maybe he wants us to help him. Father has made him so lazy.
My brothers, please do not do this. Do not kill me.
The brothers held Joseph, lifted him up from his legs, and casted him into the empty well as he struggled and pleaded with them.
Ah!
You have done nothing, brother. You need somewhere cool and empty to dream.
Go on and dream.
Dreamer.
Let me out.
Go on and dream.
Dreamer.
Simeon, come on. Please help me. Please.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for joining us. On this episode, Richard Chidebere as Ruben, Onome Ashaka as Judah, Banji Afolabi as Simeon, Ikenna Ajoku as Levi, Chima Austin as Asha, Vitor Don Pedro as God, Uche Oji as Naphtali, David Godswill as Dan, Otta Umar Ben as Zebulon, Michael Yunde as Issachar, Thompson Chijoke as Joseph, Favor Thompson as Pura, Benjamin's nurse, Ayomide Alabi as Benjamin. This episode was written by Vivian Wolo and Otta Umar Ben, directed and edited by Otta Umar Ben. Audio recording was supervised by Michael Ihunde, courtesy of the Royal Theatre. I am your storyteller, Success Thompson. Kindly subscribe to our YouTube channel, Royal Theatre. If you like this episode, give us a thumbs up and click on the notification bell so you can be notified when the next episode is released. Kindly drop your comments below on the comment box. We would love to hear from you. Tell us your favorite lines on this episode and why. Let's get talking.